Hello, my name is Rick Pearson, and this is Prophecy USA, a program designed to unveil the hidden mystery of America's role in Bible prophecy. Recently, we were interviewed by Dr. Rod Hembray in the studios of Bible Discovery TV in Orangeville, Ontario. We invite you to join us.
We're going to talk about prophecy. I have Ray and, of course, Rick Pearson, none other than Rick Pearson from Prophecy USA. We're going to talk about what he believes is happening at this time and what's going on related to all of the times that we're in with the peace coming and all of that. Where are we at in prophecy? What's going on? So hello, Ray, and hello, Rick. How are you guys doing?
Great, Rod.
I'm doing good, Rod. You know, when I left Toronto this afternoon, it was 30 degrees, and it dropped below that to 28 when I got here. So it got cold all of a sudden.
Cold, 28 degrees. That's Celsius. Gosh. Fahrenheit, that's about 82. I think, isn't it?
I'm not sure.
Yeah. 90.
Is it?
Is it 90?
Wow.
Oh,
wow.
So there you go. So here is my question. Where are we in prophecy?
I think the United States has just set the stage for the fulfilling of the Ezekiel Gog-Magog war.
Ezekiel 38.
Ezekiel 38. And that war will not take place in Ezekiel 39 or 38, it says, and thou shalt say, I will go up to the land of unwalled villages. I will go to them that are at rest, that dwell safely, and all of them dwelling without walls and having neither bars nor gates to take a spoil. Now, the President of the United States, Donald Trump, in my thinking, just fulfilled prophecy. Because you have to remember something. Gog and Magog is Russia. Russia is dealing with the United States right now to get peace. Then you have Gog and Magog. Then you have the other war. Iran is Persia in the Bible. And Persia and Iran are now negotiating through the United States for peace. Then you have Sheba and Dedan, which is Saudi Arabia. Now, in the Bible, they call them different names, but it's Sheba and Dedan. The king of Saudi Arabia is calling President Trump the president of the world.
Yes.
So now you have three different nations, and they're all involved in the Gog-Magog war. Because when the Gog-Magog war comes down and happens, Russia will be involved, Gog and Magog, Meshech and Tubal, Persia, which is Iran, and then Sheba and Dedan, Tarshish, which people believe is England and Spain, and the young lions will say, what are you coming to take the spoil? But that will not happen until they are at rest, they dwell safely, the walls are down, and everybody is dwelling securely. So right now, we're setting the stage. The Gog-Magog War could happen within the next 50 years, could happen within the next 5 years, could happen within the next 5 months. Now, I don't think it'll happen within 5 months from now, but I think we're at a time with the United States in prophecy is fulfilling so much prophecy for the Mideast right now. Now, Jerusalem is a geographical center of the world. But the United States was the first country to call Israel and call her a nation 10 minutes after she declared in 1948, May 14th. The United States of America also is the first nation to declare that Jerusalem is the eternal capital of Israel. So something is happening in the spirit realm to fulfill this book. And in this book, he says, I have spoken it, I will also do it, I have purposed it, and I will bring it to pass. Every word in this book will be fulfilled. And that's what's happening right now in my interpretation of Scripture.
Okay, so let me read this, because when we talk about the Gog-Magog War, that's what the Bible calls them. Gog, G-O-G, and Magog, okay? And those places tend to be the lands to the north of Israel. Now, if you take Jerusalem and go directly north, what do you run into, Rick?
Turkey Moscow. And Moscow.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Direct line.
So So let's read from Psalm 38. It says, this is another message that came to me. This is the New Living Translation. Came to me from the Lord. Son of man, turn and face Gog and the land of Magog and the prince who rules over the nations of Meshach and Tubal and prophesy against them. Give him this message from the sovereign Lord. Gog, I am your enemy. I will turn you around and put hooks in your nose, or rather in your jaws, and lead you out to your whole, lead you out, your whole army, your horses with your chariots in full armor, and a great horde armed with shields and swords. Verse 5. Persia, Ethiopia, and Libya will join you too. Persia, Ethiopia, and Libya will join you too. Okay, did you get that? With all of their weapons, Gomer and all of its armies will also join you along with the armies of Beth Targama and the distant north and many others. Verse 7, get ready and be prepared. Keep all the armies around you mobilized and take command of them. A long time from now, you will be a long time from now. This is the time when it was written in Ezekiel, about the 5th century BC. A long time from now, you will be called into action. In the distant future, you will swoop down on the land of Israel. You will swoop down on the land of Israel, which will be enjoying peace after recovering from war. And after its people have returned from many lands of the mountains of Israel, you and all of your allies, a vast and awesome army, will roll down on them like a storm covering the land like a cloud. This is what the sovereign Lord says. At that time, evil thoughts will come into your mind, and you will devise a wicked scheme. You will say, Israel is an unprotected land filled with unwalled villages. Ezekiel continues, I will march against her and destroy these people who live in such confidence. Verse 12, I will go to those formerly desolate cities that are now filled with people who have returned from exile in many nations, and I will capture vast amounts of plunder for the people who are rich with livestock and other possessions now. They think the whole world revolves around them. But Sheba and Dedan and the merchants of Tarshish will ask, do you really think the armies you have gathered can rob them of their silver and gold? Do you think you can drive away their livestock and seize their goods and carry them off their plunder? Verse 14. Therefore, son of man, prophesy against Gog and give him this message from the sovereign Lord. Okay, this is from God. When my people are living in peace in their land, and you rouse yourself, you will come from your homeland in the distant north with your vast cavalry and your mighty army, verse 16, and you will attack my people Israel, covering their land like a cloud. At that time, in the distant future, All right. I will bring you against my land as everyone watches, and my holiness will be displayed by what happens to you, Gog. Then all the nations will know I am the Lord. Now, that's what you're talking about.
Now, it says in the distant future, the King James says in the latter days.
Exactly.
So we're in the latter days. We're in the end times. Mm. We're at the latter days of the end times.
Yeah.
And this is a key turning point in prophecy, this Gog-Magog war, and we're watching it form right now.
In 2019, Prophecy USA showcased biblical warnings of the coming New World Order. In 2020, we warned you of their plans to use COVID-19 to accelerate that agenda. In 2021, we warned of the Babylonian spirits who are invading our nation to provoke curses upon the land, emulating Sodom and Gomorrah. But what is next? Prophecy USA is proud to present The Coming Exodus, Unveiling America's Future. In this exciting book, you will discover where traditional theologians have missed the mark and why prophecy teachers have refused to acknowledge that America's role in Bible prophecy is rapidly being fulfilled. When you give a donation of $35 or more, you will receive The Coming Exodus, Unveiling America's Future. Or for a donation of just $60 or more, you will receive both books, The Coming Exodus and The Hour That Changes Everything. Call 1-888-306-1759 or visit us online at prophecyusa.org. In 2021, our book, The Hour That Changes Everything, boldly proclaimed America's role in Bible prophecy. In 2022, our book, The Coming Exodus, discreetly unveiled God's supernatural exit strategy, soon to take place in America and around the world. In 2023, our book, 53 Descriptions of America's Role in Bible Prophecy, simultaneously showcased hundreds of verses that America has fulfilled. But now, our book, America's Josiah Moment, will pinpoint the exact time sequence of where we sit on God's prophetic time clock. Traditions of men tell us America is not inside the Bible, but you will never discover the truth until the Bible gets inside of you. America's Josiah Moment will do just that. To receive your copy of America's Josiah Moment for just $25, call the number on your screen now or visit prophecyusa.org. Call today.
What would be the next thing that would take place according to prophecy?
Well, this war has to take place, and in the way I interpret scripture, this is the thing that the world will watch, and the Bible's so specific, it actually says how this war will end. And that's in the next chapter, Ezekiel 39.
So in Ezekiel 39, how does it end?
Okay, let me just back up a bit. In Revelation 17:12, it talks about a great woman that rules the earth before the new world order comes in. Mm-hmm. Calls her the Lady of Kingdoms. It says she's a golden cup in the hand of the Lord. And it says that the beast system, which what we are watching right now, all of these nations coming down are anti-God, anti-Jesus, anti-Jew, and anti-Bible. That's the beast system. Whoever is anti-Jewish and anti-Christian is part of the beast system. So when these nations come down, there is a woman who opposes them. And that's in Revelation 17. Let me just get that for you.
Now, Revelation 17.
Which is in.
And 17 and 18 and 19. This is very important to understand. It's critical. Now, you're reading from which version of the book?
This is King James.
So you're reading from the King James version. Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Now, the beast system, when it comes into power, there'll be 10 kings. It's called 10 geographical regions of the earth that this new world order will split up into 10 geographical regions or 10 kings. And it says this whole beast system, the 10 kings which thou sawest are 10 kings which have received no power as yet, but receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast. They have one mind and shall give their power and strength unto the beast. This is part of the beast system that's coming against Israel.
Gog and Magog. Yeah,
Gog and Magog. They'll have one mind and shall give their power and strength unto the beast. That's exactly what Ezekiel said. An evil thought will come into their mind. They will make war with the Lamb. They will make war with Jesus Christ, with the Bible, with the Ten Commandments, with both the Jewish people and the Christians who are following this book. They will make war with them, but the Lamb will overcome them, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful. Until that war comes, we keep winning. The called, the chosen, and the faithful, we keep overcoming if we stay in our covenant with God. This is exactly what's happened right now with the people coming against Israel. God has raised up a remnant who said, you're not going to touch Israel. We're going to stand beside and behind Israel. And this is what's happening right now in the spirit realm. Now, when it says Gog, the chief prince of Meshach and Tubal, he's talking about a spirit. He's not talking about a man. He's talking about a chief spirit that rules over that region. And we all know that spirits manifest through flesh and blood.
Manifest means make known.
They make known. So it's Gog that's going to stir this up. What we're watching is the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal and all of those nations that Gog is trying to raise up. But something's standing against him.
Something's resisting it.
The chosen, the faithful, and the called. And they live in a nation. Now, they're scattered all over the world. But before this war takes place, a great nation would rise up called Babylon the Great. And Babylon the Great would stand with Israel. She's a golden cup in the hand of the Lord.
So that's before the Gog Magog war, right?
Before. Now, this woman, Babylon the Great, has 53 biblical descriptions.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? The United States of America has fulfilled every description of this latter-day nation called Babylon the Great. In fact, she just manifested the faithful, the called, and the chosen within her with what President Trump did, because he said, you are not going to bomb Israel. You are not going to take Jerusalem out. We are going to stand right beside them. The United States of America just fulfilled prophecy in the last 6 days. God bless the United States of America. She sits on the seven mountains of the world.
But it's not always going to be that way.
It's not always going to be that way. And the thing that will take her out is the Gog Magog war. When you look at the results of the Gog Magog war, it says he's going to send fire on the beast system, all those nations, but he's also going to judge this woman, this Babylon the Great, because her sins come up for a memorial. And the United States of America was birthed as a covenant nation, a Christian nation. But you know what? We've sacrificed 65 million babies. We've changed the divine order of marriage between a man and a woman.
Yep.
And those things come up for a memorial to God. But until that time, the remnant inside of Babylon wins. If you're a Christian, you can stand up on the inside. Greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. Okay. And the evil's not going to hurt us if we stand up. But there's coming a time when God's going to judge that evil, and he's also going to judge the sin in America.
Okay, so God is going to judge the sin in America, and the Gog and Magog war, all of that comes in, and America is taken out because
it's in Ezekiel 39.
And America's taken out.
Let me just get
because the I shouldn't say America's taken out. The people who are Christians are taken, and America or Babylon is taken out. The biggest economy in the world, the largest economy for human trafficking, the largest economy for pornography, the largest economy
drugs.
For killing people.
Drugs.
The richest.
The largest economy for drugs.
Yep.
This will all be
53
taken
biblical
out.
Descriptions.
Right.
You just named about four of them. She's,
right.
This woman, this Lady of Kingdoms, Babylon the Great, says she sits on the seven mountains of the earth. The word sit is kathamia. It means rules over or reigns over. We just saw Babylon the Great rule over the enemies of Israel.
Right.
Because
right.
God's hand is still on her and
right.
still on Israel.
Yeah.
But there's coming a day when this war is going to shift, and it's going to change the world inside out once this war takes place.
Donald Trump miraculously dodged a bullet and soon thereafter became the 47th president of the United States of America. King Josiah of ancient Israel miraculously staved off divine judgment and received over 30 years of God's blessing to the nation. But what does President Donald Trump in the here and now have in common with King Josiah of the then and there? Prophecy USA is proud to present their latest book, America's Josiah Moment, an end-time reprieve of things to come. Let us unveil to you what millions are discovering. The United States of America is more than an experiment in democracy. She is a fulfillment of divine proclamation. Go to prophecyusa.org or call the number on your screen now. And for just $25, receive your copy of this powerful book and help us spread the word. We are waiting to hear from you.
When those nations come down, Ezekiel 39:6, remember, we're not dealing with flesh and blood. We're dealing with a spirit, Gog, that's controlling people.
Yeah.
So it's just not, let's say, it's just not one religion that comes against. It's just not one nation. Mm-hmm. It's anyone who has said, I don't want God, I don't want the Ten Commandments, I don't want Jesus Christ in my life.
Right.
Those spirits, and we can see those rising up right now in our society, marching down the streets.
Yeah. In fact, we can see them on the news and everything else.
So here it says, this is how this war ends. I will send a fire on Magog, Gog and Magog, and among them that dwell carelessly in the isles, and they shall know that I am God.
Interesting.
Now, who dwells carelessly? There's one nation in the Bible that dwells carelessly. Her name is Babylon the Great, and she rises up before the Antichrist system comes against Israel, gets bombed, and then the enemies of Israel are taken down, but only the ones on the northern mountains of Israel. We might be talking 500,000 people. There's 8 billion people left.
Yeah.
But during that attack, they who dwell carelessly in the isles, there's one nation that dwells carelessly, and that word means confidently. It means, one dictionary says, refers to a state of pride, arrogance, and a false sense of security where individuals or nations believe they are immune to danger or divine judgment.
Yeah.
Same thing happened to Nebuchadnezzar.
Yeah.
He said, look at this kingdom that I have built. And immediately God handed him over and he lost his mind.
Yeah.
Now, right now, I believe a remnant is in America and we're fulfilling God's will. What Donald Trump and U.S. just did is a fulfillment of Bible prophecy. And the United States of America is not an experiment in democracy. It's a fulfillment of divine proclamation.
So the question is, just a question. If we believe in a rapture,
yes,
what happens when we're gone?
Well, there's verses in Luke 17, and Jesus said, as Lot left Sodom and Gomorrah, it rained fire and brimstone. Even thus shall it be when the Son of Man is revealed. Two shall be in a bed, one shall be taken. Two shall be in the field. Even thus shall it be on the day that the rapture takes place. It'll be the most violent day in the history of the planet. The Gog-Magog war is when the world goes in and finally uses nuclear weapons. Because Babylon is taken out in 1 hour.
And
so this is serious stuff, but it's exciting.
I have a question for you then, Rick. Given that what you just said, that President Trump fulfilled prophecy in these recent days, do you think then there's only a window of opportunity while he's still president for the gospel to be declared freely?
Absolutely.
Around the world.
Absolutely. And the nations of the earth right now, it's amazing. All the nations of the earth are looking towards the United States of America. And you listen to the prophecy teacher say, we're in the end times. And the whole world is looking to America, but she's nowhere to be found in Scripture. That makes no sense whatsoever. If you take America out of the Bible, none of this lines up. The dots can't connect. But as soon as you recognize that America is Babylon the Great, she exists before the New World Order comes into power. She's part of the Gog-Magog War. Now you go, oh my goodness, we are in the end of the end times. We are getting very close to this Gog-Magog War.
It's interesting that
isn't that amazing?
The bombs were dropped in the first 6 months of his presidency, which means we've got 3.5 years of his presidency.
Exactly. He's got 3.5 years.
But, come up again, isn't it?
Yeah, it has.
And God raises.
What happened then, Rod?
Well, yeah, it's a good question. And The only thing that I can say is that as we live in this historical times, and people have said this on the news, these are times of history. We don't understand this, but from the Bible, we read from the Bible, we understand from the Bible, listen to you and other people, they're reacting to it. We get it. It's historical. It's biblical. Yeah. That's important.
And God raises up kings and he deposes kings.
Yes.
If Donald Trump, the Ayatollah, and Putin died tomorrow of a heart attack, this Bible's still going to be fulfilled because God will raise up different people
whoever
at different times to fulfill Bible prophecy.
Yeah.
So right now, I believe Donald Trump's been raised up to fulfill Bible prophecy. God bless Donald Trump and the Trump administration for what they're doing. God bless them.
Yeah. I said this to somebody yesterday. I said, what happens? I know that there are people, Marco Rubio is one of them, who said that Jesus Christ is the reason that we have life after death, and he confesses Jesus Christ openly and publicly, and he said it to a news conference. And then Pete Hegseth also confesses Jesus Christ, and he was recently, before he ever took the position, Secretary of Defense, he was with his pastor in Israel. And then, of course, J.D. Vance is close to Christ. And so there's J.D. Vance, there's Pete Hegseth, and there's Marco Rubio, and there's Donald Trump. And they come on to give the statement about when they hit Iran. And I thought, what happens in a case of a rapture? Right now, I don't know about Donald Trump, but I know about those other guys. What happens? They would be gone.
Yeah.
So.
Yes.
Well, not only that, America will be gone.
Well, a lot of America would be gone.
If it's the end, if the rapture takes place at the judgment of these nations and Babylon is judged.
Yeah.
And Jesus said it would be a time when fire comes down. The whole globe will be watching this.
Yeah.
And there will be mass panic when this war takes place. We'll be watching it just like we watched the last 12 days.
Yeah.
But when when these nations gather, the world will watch, and it says that Babylon will be judged by fire 12 times in Scripture. It says she'll be taken out by fire 8 times, it says, in one day and 1 hour. And Isaiah said, she'll know not from whence it cometh. It'll be a preemptive strike on Babylon.
Yeah.
At the same time, the Gog-Magog war is taking place.
And that's a really good point to be made, because there are several places in the Scripture where that's what it says. There are people who believe that the Gog-Magog war is at the end of consider the tribulation. The people believe it's in the middle of the tribulation. Some people believe it's at the front. So anyway, that's very, very interesting.
We hope you enjoyed our interview today on Bible Discovery TV with Dr. Rod Hembray. My name is Rick Pearson, and I'm reminding you that Jesus is alive and he's coming back much sooner than many people think. We'll see you next week on Prophecy USA. Shalom. Hey folks, Karen and I would like to invite you to our Prophecy USA 24-hour prayer ministry outreach.
If you need prayer for your family, your loved ones, or for any need whatsoever, please know that we are here to pray for you.
Yes, anytime, day or night, whatever the situation, please feel free to phone this number. Our intercessors are standing by to faithfully call out to God on your behalf. Shalom.